Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
We're back with another Brick House team preview, the number 15 team on our countdown, the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. Just a quick reminder to rate us and comment on iTunes. We would be very much
please.
We'd be very much happy about that. You can find us at Brickhouse Pod on Twitter, BrickhousePodcast.com, Bob at BrickhousePodcast.com, Matt at BrickhousePodcast.com. Bob, what do we got for this Grizzlies episode?
You know, with these recordings, you want to think, what is the conversation that we wish we were a fly on the wall for?
Sure.
And in this one, we're just so fortunate to have the exit interview from last season of head coach Dave Yeager.
Wow.
With longtime general manager Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
There was controversy about this because Yeager, for the second time, was under contract as the head coach for another couple years, but kind of wandering eye, as they say.
Sure.
Looking for a better job. He wanted to interview for the Minnesota Timberwolves job last year when that position became available, and then was rumored to have interest in the Sacramento Kings job.
Yeah.
Which turns out was
true.
Some truth to that rumor. Yeah. So this is the exit interview after the coach. The Memphis Grizzlies ended the season 1-14 if you include the playoff sweep at the hands of the Spurs.
Cold world.
Yeah, it was a tough way to go, but they did still limp into that seventh seed in the playoffs. This is right after those playoffs have ended. And Wallace and Yeager's conversation. Let's give it a listen.
Well, that was a season from hell.
Yeah, it was. Kind of relieved it's over.
So I hear. I hear so much.
What do you hear, Chris?
I hear that you're looking to move teams after I fought to get you an extension.
Almost being fired 5 games into my contract didn't inspire a sense of loyalty.
So you're going to Sacramento? You think they'll be loyal to you? They have a new coach every year.
They wouldn't trade key players while they're trying to make a playoff push.
They don't trade their players when it's clear to every pimple-popping basketball blogger that they should.
Courtney Lee, Jeff Green.
We didn't want to see Courtney go, but this business is full of tough choices, all right? Or what Sacramento calls unsolvable riddles.
What's the tough choice? Who are you going to replace him with?
Timberlake has a lead on Chandler Parsons. They're teaming up in some hot water company. Who are the Kings going to sign this year?
I don't know, but they respect me, and they're willing to pay me twice as much, and I won't have to deal with the dysfunction around here.
You want to escape dysfunction, and your plan is to go to Sacramento? They're the I Am Sam of NBA franchises. Don't call me when you wake up in the middle of the night with blood coming out of your eyes and no Academy Award.
I love to imagine how these actual meetings go, because they always say, like, the most boring, innocuous, rote things whenever players and coaches part ways.
Right.
And because they're so boring, there is no possible way that that is how the conversation went, ever.
Do we think maybe it was so boring that Yeager knew it would be? That's why he went to the Kings, so he knew nothing's boring with them.
Yeah, they'll definitely have some insane conversations over there, as we've heard in our earlier recordings. Matt, the Grizzlies made a couple of changes, mostly running back the whole team.
And they changed Mike Conley's bank account, Bob.
They certainly did. Mike Conley Sr. is his agent, actually.
They changed all the Conley's bank accounts. I think we might have said this before, either that or we said this in private. 10 years ago, if you told us that in 2016, Mike Conley would be making $150 million and Greg Oden wouldn't be in the league anymore.
No kidding.
What would people have said? The subtractions, Lance Stephenson, Chris Anderson, and Matt Barnes. That is a trifecta of crazy subtractions.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely got rid of the madness.
They added Chandler Parsons.
Right.
Troy Daniels, Tony Roten, James Ennis, Wade Baldwin, Deontay Davis, and Rade Zagorak in the draft. Wade Baldwin, he was the only one that the Kings worked out, right?
Oh, yeah.
And we got the medical records for. So maybe Jaeger sent those medical records to the Grizzlies as a thank you.
Ah.
About...
Yeah, he's cousins of Carl Anthony Towns.
That's right.
So I look for him to do big things.
What do you think about those additions? The Parsons one I like because of the shooting.
Yeah, Parsons is an improvement over Matt Barnes as long as he stays on the court. Offensively, I suppose.
Sure.
They had to do something. Not a ton of free agents all getting in line to go to the Memphis Grizzlies. But JTT really, really came through to...
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, Timberlake.
Yeah.
Is he not a middle initial T?
Yeah.
You know, Dave Jaeger, for as hard of a time as he got, set an NBA record last year. Well, the Grizzlies set an NBA record for suiting up 28 different players.
Wow.
They've had so many injuries and so many players on 10-day contracts coming and going. One of my favorite moments from the season last year was right after that playoff sweep, Vince Carter and Matt Barnes press conference.
Yeah.
They're both pretty emotional about, you know, having no struggle towards the end of the season, but giving it their damn best. Jaeger had a good interview that same day, too, where you could tell the guy was clearly tired, but he did make a good effort.
Vince Carter kind of has given himself a second NBA career here. He's
like a third and fourth,
right,
really.
That's fair.
Yeah, he said he wants to play for another two seasons.
They had Lance Stephenson last year. One of the guys that suited up for four games was Alex Stephenson. Mm. Maybe they got confused and they thought it was Lance for a second and they threw him in there for four games accidentally. Yeah, they had only six players of those 28 played less than 10 games. Actually, sorry. Seven players of those 28 played less than 10 games. So not only were they playing a bunch of players, they were playing them for a chunk of games.
Uh-huh.
But they had also, like, Gasol only played 52 games. Conley only played 56. Zach Randolph only played 68. So they had a bunch of these injuries here.
Yeah, well, let's get into the starting lineup.
And now, the starting lineup for your Grizzlies!
Because these guys are going to be crucial. Their health is going to be crucial, really, to their success.
Right.
Having them at 15, predicts that they're not going to be completely irrelevant, but going to need the health of their star players, especially Mark Gasol.
They have the $153 million man, Mike Conley. Tony Allen, who's 35.
Wow. 34,
35. Parsons, Zach Randolph, Mark Gasol. It's no surprise to the loyal Brickhouse listeners that I've been on the blow the Grizzlies up bandwagon for over a year. That doesn't look like that's going to happen. I think they're going to ride. They're going to ride these 30-year-olds till they're 40.
Yeah, it reminds me of my time as a Clippers fan. You know.
Yeah.
These past 5 years, every year you think, well, they got to do something different to go further in the playoffs next year. Oh, they're just running the same exact team out 5 years in a row now. We'll probably get Grizzlies Clippers in the playoffs again. It seems like it's an annual tradition.
And they're stuck with Gasol's making over $20 million, Conley's making over $25 million. So they're not only are they sticking with them, they are committing long term to them.
Parsons is making that kind of money now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say that the Grizzlies are like a Nicolas Cage movie at this point.
Right.
We've seen the best that they're going to do ever many years ago, and they just keep trotting out the same incomplete, tired performance year after year.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing people's attention.
Right.
Record prediction.
So for our record prediction, last year they were 42-40. This year I have them 43-39.
Yeah.
43-39, good for just barely missing the playoffs, actually. Ninth in the Western Conference.
I have them at one more win of 44-38. It's never that I've thought they're a bad team. They're just not a championship team. They're a perfectly fine regular season team when everyone is healthy.
And they have a very thin bench, so one injury for any amount of time could really damage their playoff chances.
Right.
And Mike Conley is no longer playing for the NBA's biggest contract of all time.
He has it. He won that.
Although he does seem like he has some integrity that he will not quit on his team.
Right. No, he seems like a perfectly fine guy.
Yeah. Matt, how would this team beat the Golden State Warriors?
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to give Riley Curry a death stare. If you are going to beat San Francisco.
Hot water, Bob. Hot water. What you do is it's water for hot people, right? Uh-huh. But it's also hot, so you probably just have to throw it in the face of the Warriors.
Okay, yeah.
Just take the hot water. It's water for hot people.
Uh huh.
And throw it on the ground. Throw it in their faces. Throw it everywhere.
They're going to have lots of cases of hot water.
Yeah.
You know,
it's water for hot people, Bob.
It doesn't sell all that well.
Well, because there's only two hot people in the entire world, really. It's Chandler Parsons and whoever the other one is.
Timberlake?
Yeah, there you go.
And 2 years ago, these guys really pushed the Warriors to the brink. They've set the mold for how to bump and grind Curry until he's completely frustrated
right.
and out of rhythm. They used Tony Allen to do that, you know, who's just a beast despite being a little long in the tooth.
Trick or treat Tony.
They were down, I think, 2-1 to the Grizzlies 2 years ago in the playoffs when Steve Kerr's assistant coach suggested switching Bogut to Tony Allen.
Yeah.
And then playing 9 feet off of him, basically daring him to shoot, which turned out to be a brilliant move because they made it so the Grizzlies were playing essentially 4-on-5 on offense and
right.
had to take him out.
Yeah.
But if he could learn how to knock down a 9-footer, they have a serious chance to get into Steph Curry's head. I'd also like to see Z-Bo try and get into Draymond's head the way he has with Blake Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
That'll give him a chance.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
Matt, you know, the reason to go to Memphis besides their barely missing the playoffs with their basketball team is their barbecue.
Yes, definitely.
Memphis is known for their barbecue. You know, your name is a culinary thing, and Matt Baker.
Oh, yes, it is.
Do you have any culinary secrets?
No, not really.
You're an open book.
Yeah, no, I keep it. What I eat, I keep pretty simple. Just like chicken and eggs and cereal and
the same time.
Yeah, yeah, it's all in the same. I blend it. Yeah, I don't have any. Like I know some people who pride themselves on their steak. You know, like they can cook a good steak or they can do this. I don't have any.
No.
No, I mean I.
Do you bake ever?
Sure. I mean I no. I would like to, but I don't trust my oven in my apartment.
Uh huh.
Because it's very old.
Uh-huh.
I've used it a few times.
It's like the furnace in Home Alone, and it's really scary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always have Daniel Stern trying to break in, too. You know, maybe if I had a better accommodations for, like, my kitchen's not bad, but I just keep it really simple at the moment. The Bakers growing up, we had things, there were family recipes and stuff, but we would eat a lot of the same things, and we would just, I don't know. We're very simple food people, I think.
Well, maybe one of these days Blue Apron will advertise on the podcast or something, and we'll give that a whirl.
Yeah, that would help me out.
Maybe some iTunes ratings would help us get there, guys. Come on.
On the next episode of Brick House.
So on the next episode, we're previewing the team that we predict, at least Bob predicts, will take the biggest leap in the standings next season. And they have a player who probably takes the biggest leap of the dunk contest as well. Find out who we're talking about on the next episode of Brickhouse.